Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. That's rock and roll right there, ladies and gentlemen. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work, the outstanding wisdom of Mary Cantando, who's been with us now for, golly, a long time, many years, eight or nine years as a member of our Brain Trust. And she's got a body of work there that's par excellence, if you'll find her. She's easy to find this week because she's on the show, but you can find her by typing her name into our search engines, Mary Cantando, into smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog and all the other things that are there. Mary, your website is womanbusinessowner.com. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. I've got a few, but that's a good one to use.
Woman, singular, womanbusinessowner.com. Can they find your new calendar there? We love your calendar. Can they find that there? Is it still available?
Yeah, or, you know, you can search on Woman's Advantage Calendar, and it'll take you right to the page.
All right.
Of the calendar.
This is a very popular calendar. You're selling thousands of these. You're down to the last few, and I just bought 20, folks, so you better hurry. I'm knocked the bottom out of what she has left over, and seriously, folks. Mary, we're looking forward. We give that calendar away to our customers and to the women that we know in business, and they love it. We get lots of mileage. I get mucho mileage out of this whenever I give these calendars to the ladies.
Well, Jim, it's great to hear you say that, and I have to tell you, I hear that from so many people. Just this week, I got an email from a woman in Australia who had ordered a bunch of them, and she said, oh, people are going crazy over.
Well, I still think you should get some of my little pearls and sprinkle them in there, because I mean I think you need a guy to balance it out a little bit, and I keep begging you to, you know, you need to legitimize this calendar with a couple of guy thoughts.
Well, no, I think I could list your thoughts, and maybe we'll give Devonna credit for them.
That's not going to work. Hey, Mary, we're talking about mistakes that folks have made this year that you've seen. We had a couple of them in the previous segment. What are some other mistakes you're seeing?
Well, one is these people who are stuck. They're kind of stuck in 1999 or stuck in 2005.
The 20th century or something, yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. And they think that in 2012, they are going to be able to continue to run their business the way they ran it in 2005. And, I mean, it's tough. It is a tough fact of life that you better have your track shoes on and be moving in mm-hmm. today's business place. Because you can't even run your business now the way you ran it two years ago.
We're not in Kansas anymore, are we, Toto?
It's nuts. It is nuts, and you've got to not only be thinking, okay, now what do I need to be doing now, but I think you need to be thinking, okay, what are my customers going to want 2 years from now,
mm-hmm.
right? And be sure your business is headed in that direction. I see people who are dragging their heels about updating their website. Their website hasn't been updated in 5 years, mm-hmm. and they're doing retail. They're selling retail, and they refuse to update their website, and I'm just thinking, well, holy cow, it isn't going to work. You have got to look at what your competition's doing, look at what people in other industries are doing, and look at what your customers are doing.
Well, I mean, at a time when they should be building a mobile site, they're not even current with the regular site.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And folks, this won't work.
Oh,
if you know what, Mary, I bet a lot of those people you're talking about who are doing that, I bet they're still sitting around blaming the economy because their sales aren't good.
That's right. They are. And they don't want to get on social media because they think it's a waste of time, mm-hmm. and they don't see any value in it to them. And they think, well, that's for other people, or that's for teenagers, or that's for whatever. And they don't get the huge power of, I mean, The reason our calendars have sold out sooner than ever before is because of social media, 100%, well, 50% because of social media, because people get on and they talk about it, and people will tweet that their calendar page is featured today, or they'll go onto Facebook and they'll quote something from the calendar and include the link to the These are people that I don't even know that are selling my product for me because I'm on social media.
Yep, it happens. Mary, I've got time for one more.
Okay, then let me give you my favorite. And this, Jim, is working from a position of scarcity. So people will say, oh, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, we don't have, you know, we don't have enough customers, on and on and on.
Whining.
So they feel like they've got to protect what they have, right? They feel like, oh, my God, I don't have enough time, so I certainly can't use it to volunteer. Or I certainly can't use it to network. Or I certainly, you know, because I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money, so I certainly can't update my website, you know.
Right.
So they go on and on and on and focus on the fact that their whole life they can hold in the palm of their hand instead of saying, look how big the world is, and there, you know, there are galaxies beyond that. There is no scarcity. There is abundance in everything, and I really just need to have that mindset.
Right, right. Mary, give us the website quickly one more time.
Well, let me give you the other one then. I'll give you womansadvantage.biz.
Check it out, folks. Mary, thanks for being here. Good job. Check out those calendars, too, by the way, folks. There are a few left. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.